All right, as you're heading back to your places, I invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Up, and we're gonna sit on the steps. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. Okay, awesome. So nice to see everybody. Carson, you coming on up? Carson's coming. Come on, Carson. Come on, buddy. You want Carson? You want to sit right here? Come here. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on now. You want to see Miss Heather's vest? Here, you want to touch the fur? You can touch it. No? He's like, no, I don't want to touch it. Okay, everybody, without shouting out, who do I look like today? A caveman, that's a good one. But you're not supposed to shout out. Autumn. Cruella de Vil. I do, don't I, with this. Okay, imagine that this was camel hair and it was brown. This is supposed to just get your juices flowing. Yes, raise your hand. Rosalie. Starts with a J. Catherine? John the Baptist. John the Baptist. Okay. Who was John the Baptist? So John the Baptist would have been wearing a camel hair tunic, and his hair would have looked really wild, like Miss Heather's. And for breakfast, he would have had what? Bugs. And honey, good. And he was Jesus's what? Cousin. And he was going, and Jesus was going to come and be baptized by him, right? At the Jordan River. And so John the Baptist was preparing the way for Jesus and getting everybody ready for the Messiah, for our Savior. And so John was, that's what he gave his life to, was just preparing the way for Jesus so that we know that he's the Messiah. Well, when after John baptized Jesus, the heavens opened up and the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove and landed on Jesus. We talk about the whole, God's Holy Spirit. Let's think about what God's Holy Spirit is. So have you ever been anxious or scared? Raise your hand if you've ever been anxious or scared. Can you give me an example of when you've been anxious or scared? Loose. When you see a shadow? Ooh. Okay. Ella. When you're watching a movie and something surprises you? Rosalie. Okay. When do you feel anxious or scared? Okay. He's scared of getting out of bed to get wet? His mono. Okay. Okay, you look everywhere, you can't find it, go back to bed. Well, we'll discuss this after. However, whenever you're feeling anxious or scared, we pray, right? And we ask God's Holy Spirit to come upon us. What happens when we feel God's presence and we're before we were anxious or scared, and then what can happen when you feel the Holy Spirit come upon you? Rosalie, you feel saved? and safe and peace at peace, right? So when you have that feeling of like, I'm not worried anymore. God's got this. I gave it up to God. I feel peaceful. That's the Holy Spirit coming into your life, and God's doing work inside you. So remember, always pray when you feel anxious or scared. Let's put our hands together, and we're going to pray. Dear God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to help me feel calm and not worried and not anxious and to feel your presence. We know you've got this, God, and you want what's best for me, and you love me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are going to meet Miss Amy at the back and Kyle.